main finding for us, it sticks every year, every single time that I work for this database, is that first lineage is going to play a big role in terms of time to stability, which is going to be based on the diagnostics, time to reach 13 consecutive weeks of Purslane negative piglets based on the ASV guidelines. And the total loss is going to be based on your total pigs win per week. So lineages, they are important. And what is good about lineage that you can know before you start your PRRS outbreak management program, right?
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Get your full value from start to finish with Elanco.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson. I'm the host of the podcast. And joining me in our podcast studios this week is Ana Paula Poeta Silva. Ana Paula is a research scientist with the Field Epi team at Iowa State University and a veteran of the podcast. Ana Paula, thank you so much for coming back for another episode. Just in case there's somebody that didn't see our first episode, Ana Paula, why don't you start with a little introduction for the audience?
Thank you for having me, Clayton. It's a good opportunity to be here with you and learn something. I'm Ana Paula. I work at the Field Epi team at Iowa State University. I got my PhD in the Iowa State University as well. I studied mycoplasma surveillance and diagnostics. I got a master's in epidemiology and also my DVM back in Brazil.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterasol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
Very good. You've got a wealth of good training and a wealth of experience, Ana Paula, and the Field Epi team has put you on an extremely important project. You've been working for a while now, kind of overseeing the POMP project. And for anybody who's not familiar with POMP, POMP stands for the PRRS Outbreak Management Program. And POMP really relies on veterinarians in the field, which collect data associated with PRRS outbreaks, and they fill out a survey. And the survey includes things like, what's the genotype of the virus? What are our management strategies with the virus? And then we share data. We share diagnostic data so we can estimate things like the time to stability. We share performance data so we can understand time to baseline and total losses. How much do these PRRS outbreaks cost us in terms of lost pigs? And Ana Paula, you get to see all that information and you get to make observations that are really important. Observations about correlation or associations, right, with those risk factors that the veterinarians are identifying in their survey or their management strategies, you get to see the results. You get to see the risk factors that have a good impact, a bad impact. You get to see the management strategies that impact these, you know, metrics, time to stability, time to baseline, total losses. So super important project, Ana Paula, and I hope I've teased it enough for the audience. Why don't you tell us what you've got right now for an update? What are you seeing in the POMP data?
So yeah, I have been working for POMP for 2 years. POMP started back more than 10 years ago. When I started 2 years ago, we have less than 100 herds, but now we are almost reaching the 600 herds in this database. So thank you all the participants. I know there's a survey, you need to share your production data. So we appreciate you. Thank you. And as Clayton say, every time we can see trends and where we are, what we can learn with this POMP data. And main finding for us, it sticks every year, every single time that I work for this database, is that PRRS lineage is going to play a big role in terms of time to stability, which is going to be based on the diagnostics, time to reach 13 consecutive weeks of PERS wing negative piglets based on the ASV guidelines. And the total loss is going to be based on your total pigs win per week. So lineages, they are important. And what is good about lineage that you can know before you start your PERS outbreak management program, right? Once you have your outbreak, when you define your clinical outbreak, you see the difference in abortions, perinatal mortality, neonatal losses. You can go to your herd, collect some samples, submit for whole genome sequencing, then you can know the lineage, right? And then we can guide you on terms of losses and stability. And what stands out in terms of lineage is that if you have lineage 1A as baseline, lineage 1A was an old one, the most frequent one in the US before 2020, before the lineage 1C.5. Lineage 1A as baseline, we see that lineage 1C.5 and lineage 1C.2, they're gonna ones that are going to stand out. So lineage 1C.5 has a characteristic to have higher total losses, like highest ones, like more than five to six thousand piglets per 1,000 sows. But they differ in terms of stability. Lineage 1C.5, they're going to have shorter stability compared to the lineage 1C.2. So lineage 1C.5 will be around the 37, 40 weeks to achieve the stability. And with the lineage 1C.5, we see around the 50 weeks for that herd. Lineage 1C.2, around 50 weeks for that herd to reach stability. So that's the information that once you have your whole genome sequencing on your hands after the outbreak, you can get prepared and anticipate the losses. Think about more medication. We didn't test that, but think about medication, biomanagement practices, MacRebo to kind of ameliorate the losses of those lineages.
Yeah, so lineage 1C.2, we see a long time to stability. The lineage 1C.5, we see increased total losses. That's great information to share with producers, really, as soon as the outbreak starts and you have your sequence. And you still have the ability, Anna Paula, to do whole genome sequencing as part of the project. You offer one whole genome sequence, is that correct?
We offer as many as you need. So for every herd that's enrolled in POMP, you're going to provide $700 for per herd, per outbreak. And you have if you have a rebreak, if you need to do a whole genome sequencing, we are going to figure out funds as well and then do this collaboration with the producers to understand the diversification of the POMP program as well. So, yeah.
I know some of the other metrics that you've been looking at, Anna Paula, or I should say risk factors to the outbreak impact, is the AASV status, the herd status at the time of the outbreak. Naive herds versus herds that are antibody positive. What are you seeing in terms of the results with those two risk factors considered?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. And it's also something that you can get prepared for once you break with PERS. So herds that are going to be naive, the ASV negative one and the ASV negative, provisional negative, they're going to have the higher losses because they don't have immunity before the outbreak, right? And then for the ASV2 with vaccination, they're going to have lower loss because that vaccine is going to give some immunity, some preparation for the herd to stabilize in terms of losses. But that goal, there's the opposite trend is that negative herds, they're gonna be faster to achieve stability compared to the vaccinated herds. So longer TTS for the vaccinated herds compare when you compare with the negative ones. The another interesting finding that we are seeing that the provisional negative and the stable that are targeting elimination, those ones are going to be associated with faster TTS compared to the ASV4, the 100% naive HERT. And hypothesis that those ones are working towards elimination, so they already have the action plan set on place when they get the outbreak. So it's more about like continue that elimination process to reach stability faster. But losses, total losses for the provisional one are going to be higher when compared to the vaccinated one.
Yeah, antibodies matter. We may still have clinical signs, but the antibodies help to minimize the impact. What about homogenizing the herd as part of our elimination strategy? Are you seeing any differences between herds where just modified live vaccine is used versus herds where live virus inoculation is used for homogenization?
When you produce breaks with spores, you want to do something, right? So in terms of LVI, the live virus inoculation using serum from piglets, and the MLV, the commercial vaccine. So the trend that we see is that when you have LVI, you're going to be seeing for sure when you work with LVI, there are different types of preparation. So we need to be cautious when interpreting that data. But LVI is going to be, the trend is shorter TTS, shorter stability, but higher total losses when compared to the MLV. So MLV, you're going to have shorter losses, but a little bit longer TTS. And even though when you adjust by the lineage and the ASV status at the moment of the break.
And that sounds pretty consistent with the previous research that's been done on that topic.
Yeah. Pretty consistent. And now we can play more with lineage as well.
It's excellent information. You know, there's plenty of herds, unfortunately, that have had their PERS challenges, and they need to apply this information as they make decisions. Really appreciate you doing the work, Anna Paula, and coming on the podcast to share it with our audience.
Yeah, thank you, Clayton. Thank you for the audience. Thank you for this time.
Well, thanks to everybody who listened in. We certainly couldn't do this podcast if you weren't tuning in. For Dr. Anna Paula Poeta Silva, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. We wish you a great rest of your day, and thanks for joining us on the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast.